What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we're making some deal?
As organizations increasingly adopt digitization of documents to improve efficiency, coordination, productivity, and management, manual data entry is one task that continues to limit the scale and productivity of an organization. Manual data entry comes with challenges for any organization when it comes to the quality of output, speed, and accuracy. Some of these challenges include high error rate, slow turnaround time, and loss of focus from core tasks. Today on The Real Estate Innovators, I am speaking with Mark Rutson, CEO and co-founder of Enodo. Enodo automates data collection and analysis to deliver meaningful insights to users, greatly accelerating a user's collective ability to understand and act upon market opportunities. I am your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital. My experience includes raising and structuring equity capital investments for more than $175 million in multifamily assets. Welcome to The Real Estate Innovators, the podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate with technology, design, and development. We celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Mark about his background and what led to the founding of Enodo.
My background is actually in real estate rather than data science. A lot of people ask me that because they think, oh, you're doing this, heavy data science company. You must have a background in tech. No, it's actually, I graduated in 2011 from Columbia's MSRED Real Estate Master's Program. I worked in development, brokerage, and consulting for 5 years following that. And I learned pretty early on, obviously starting in 2011 in development had its challenges, but regardless, I learned across all different facets of the industry, there's so much inefficiency. The way people, analyze markets, the way people close transactions, the amount of due diligence and the time it takes with everything is just, there's a lot of inefficiency. And I thought that learning tech and being able to apply that to real estate would be a really winning recipe, a recipe for success. So I learned as I was doing some consulting work and some real estate brokerage work, I learned the tech side. I learned some front-end development. I learned how to manage and select a very good development team. And, the impetus behind Enodo was, there's got to be a better way to quantify the incremental impact of the different variables that influence real estate value. And I thought that we could achieve that using technology. And obviously, it's grown a lot since then. The original goal of telling you how much those granite countertops or hardwood floors are actually going to get you, it's evolved into a full automated underwriting platform for multifamily that works nationwide. So it's transformed a bit, I'd say.
Mark's diversified experience in real estate development, I asked Mark what drew him to solving the challenges in multifamily underwriting.
Aside from the general availability of data, which is great in multifamily and hotel, single family, as well with, MLS, in one of my first projects that I had after, leaving Columbia's program was a master planned student housing and market rate multifamily housing development in Moline, Illinois. So this is, Quad Cities area is not the most densely populated area. There's not a ton of multifamily data out there. There's a lot of single family rental. And it's admittedly a little bit challenging to do market analysis. And for that project, we had our estimates of what, market rents we could generate from our own analysis. But, well, as you know, and as anyone in the industry who does development knows, you actually have to get a third party feasibility study for any new development. To get a lender to sign on and actually make a loan to you. And we ended up paying $10,000 for that analysis. It cost $10,000 for a third-party feasibility consultant to pull the same comps that we were pulling, look at the same demographic and economic data in the market, write it into a template that they had used a billion times with, all this text that is just filler text and a few kernels of actual usable insight in there. and then it costs 10 grand to get that, and you have to pay it. And later, you know, I worked for a company that did that type of analysis, and I found out what actually went into it. And the bulk of my work in actually doing that analysis was actually calling brokers who would then provide their insight and give me some sense of the market. And then I would write a nice write-up, and then I'd charge people 20 grand for that one, because the company I worked with charged a little bit more for those analyses. And at the end of the day, what struck me about it was completely subjective. You know, that we gathered data. We said, we think these are comps. Here's why we think they're comps. Do we know statistically that they're comps? No. We have a sense that they are. They kind of feel similar, so we'll include them. Do we know how the demographics impact the rents you can generate or the performance? No. Do we know what you should really install in the property in terms of amenities? No, we don't actually know that. But here are other properties that are in the area, and you know, pay me 20 grand for this synopsis that really doesn't say much at the end of the day. And I thought that that process in particular should not be, and there should be a better way to do that. And, you know, Enodo was kind of my answer to that segment of the industry.
Seemingly endless amount of data can be used to evaluate real estate opportunities. I asked Mark about the core data Enodo focused on to get started building the product.
The first thing was, back when we started building Enodo, it was a lot of value add. It still is. There's a lot of value add going on in multifamily. And, you know, I had developers in my role as a broker and as a consultant, I had developers come to me and say, you know, what should I put in this development? Or if I built the same thing somewhere else, you know, how would it perform there? It's basically, what they're asking for is to isolate variables and tell me if the demographics change in this way or if the competing properties change in this way, what is that impact going to be on my rent and my revenue for my property? And so the first thing that we tried to tackle was, if you could gather enough data to do basically a souped up regression analysis, can you isolate the incremental value of each different amenity and characteristic for a property? What is each of those variables going to contribute to the rent that you could conceivably generate? And so our first analysis was just that. We aggregated a bunch of data for Chicago. We holding everything else constant, we did a multivariate regression and calculated the incremental impact of each different amenity that we knew were present at these properties. And you know, as people who have done regression analysis know, that is not the be-all, end-all method, because sometimes you get weird effects like amenities with negative values. Just having an amenity is negative value. I mean, that was not the ideal first attempt, but we quickly found better and better ways to do it. And now we're, you know, really happy with what we've built, where you can just simply toggle the different amenities that are present or not present in a development or a value add and instantly see what the impact will be on the market rent you can generate. So it's come a long way, but that core concept of quantifying each different piece of value was kind of our starting point.
Enodo is building strong data sets to help determine values. I asked Mark what misconceptions they have discovered about values in the marketplace.
One of the most striking things we found, actually there's two things here. One is the fact that people are pricing amenities in their property management software based on what they think. It's still very subjective. They think that properties with stainless steel will have this premium, or properties with a balcony or this view or this floor number will have a slight premium. And they input that premium, and the pricing algorithms from the property management software take the premium that they input and then apply it to different units in the building. And so they are pricing their own automated pricing tools. So it's kind of weird. That is something that at the outset, we didn't exactly know that it worked that way, but that's very common. And one of the things that is a downside to that is when you overprice an amenity or underprice an amenity, just because that's what you think it's worth and that's what your intuition leads you to believe. So say you overprice balconies, for example, you put balconies at $80 and really they should have been priced at $50. Okay, so you're going to have trouble leasing that unit, and you might deduce that it's because you have a balcony, but it's really because you mispriced that balcony. So that's one of the big things that kind of came to mind. And, you know, people have different techniques or different approaches for, you know, value adds. And I didn't know at the outset of this that a lot of people, it's very rudimentary, and they'll say, this is my comp set today. This is what I think are my most comparable properties today. And then they'll say, if I do X, Y, and Z, I think these will be my most comparable properties. And then they'll invest millions of dollars sometimes based on just that. It's very unscientific, but it's historically, it's worked just fine. If you have enough information, informational advantage over your competition, you can continue to do things inefficiently and it will still work just fine, especially in real estate, because, you know, it traditionally performs pretty well and trends up over time. But as there's more and more competition, we're finding that people are looking for better and better ways to make smarter investment decisions. And now it's not the same as it was. You can't just do what you've historically done and expect comparable returns. And so we're seeing a gap in the market now where more and more people are looking for predictive analytics tools to do just what we do.
A typical multifamily analyst, after gathering all of the data to begin their analysis in Excel, will average the rents for each unit type from each of the properties in the Excel sheet. Then, they will insert those average rents into a financial model, again, typically in Excel. If they're a good analyst, they'll try to predict the rent growth rate for the market depending on what historical data they can find and their various subscription to data providers. I asked Mark to talk about the key features of Enodo that empower investors and analysts.
We tend to find that the biggest users of our platform are people that really want to bring certainty to a transaction or operate more efficiently. And so there are two kinds of ends of the spectrum. And we're seeing developers and value add investors who, you know, do something where there's high uncertainty. Whenever they're looking at a transaction, they tend to run it through Enodo to just get some certainty around it. So say, you know, you think you're going to develop something that's kind of similar to this other property as a developer. Well, what our platform enables you to do is just simply load the rent roll and operating expenses for that other property in another market, load it on a vacant piece of land in a different market, and instantly see how it would perform. It's doing your full feasibility study almost instantly. And then on the lender side, we're working with more people that, you know, they want just the efficiency, and our rent roll and T12 parsers, which admittedly are tangential to what we're doing, but they're a useful tool for people to process documents quickly. Lenders have really gravitated toward that because they allow you to, you know, simply load documents, parse them into a usable format, and then give you predictions to kind of put that in the context of the market. It's a huge time saver and efficiency tool. So those are the two main ways that people are using it. We found that, you know, for property managers, even though that way of pricing that they have may not be the best statistically, they still gravitate toward that, and they haven't really, you know, they haven't really picked up on Enodo as much as we initially anticipated, which is okay. I mean, we'll go to developers and lenders. I think those are fine user bases. You find this stuff out as you go, who your real target market is, and then you kind of cater to that.
I asked Mark about his competition in the multifamily tech space and how Enodo differentiates from their competitors.
Using our algorithms and the way that we are able to load and parse data, we do have all the data there to tell people exactly what should be done. And it's in the interface. Now we're in the process of optimizing how to deliver that message. What we found was all the key takeaways are there. They're in the interface, but you may not know exactly what they mean. If we just wrap that with text and we just describe to people, hey, your contract services line item is too large, you can probably reduce it by 10%. Or, hey, you know, your two bedrooms are renting for too low, you can probably increase that rent by 5% just based on what we're seeing in the market. All that is coming from Enodo, but it's the packaging that really matters. And so we're figuring out exactly how we need to package those little kernels of wisdom to resonate with people the most. And we've done this in a couple one-off analyses where we actually took the outputs of a Enodo and just wrote text around it to put it in context and described recommendations of what they should do instead of just giving it to them in a spreadsheet or an interface. And they loved that. They loved it just because it's the way they're used to viewing it, and it made it painstakingly clear that this, this, and this should be done. So, you know, all of that is going to be in the interface, and it'll call attention to those things in the way that people are used to. But it's one of those things too that you got to find out as you go that, okay, they don't want to see it as, you know, a table. They want to see it as bullet points. It's stuff you learn as you go.
Enodo helps real estate professionals underwrite multifamily opportunities and to understand the value created by amenities. I asked Mark how Enodo is able to demonstrate the value created from Enodo's data and tools.
We're building things to better track property performance over time. And one thing that, you know, I've demoed a little bit more recently, and I think it's resonating very well with people, is this historical data on a property over time. And we have, for about 40,000 properties nationwide, we have the complete historical record of all the units listed in that property that appeared on the property website over the past year. So I've showed that to a few people, and they really like it for being able to look at what their competitors did with pricing and kind of compare themselves to the market. Now, this feature is very raw. It's just a spreadsheet that pops out from our database. And we're thinking of good ways to put it in the platform, but it gets to that point that people, even if you can do a very good static analysis and say, at this point in time, this is what you should do, people like that context, that viewing it over time, and they want to look at their performance over time, the market's performance over time, and specifically their competitors' performance and how they've changed rents over time. So some of that stuff is now making its way into the interface. Again, we've got it offline, and I'm happy to provide access to people if they want it. But it's something that really needs to make its way into the platform and help people kind of look at the historical context of operations. We definitely have a lot more we want to do on data visualization. We've got a product roadmap that we're trying to be agile and be flexible in adding and removing stuff from it. But, you know, we do have this vision of how Enodo will work when it's 100% complete. And maybe that's a misnomer. It will never be 100%. But, you know, there are features and functionality like the prospecting for value add opportunities. Like, we actually have a list. I just exported this from our database that compares the optimal market rent for all properties in the country that we have in our database versus what they're actually advertising on their property websites. It helps you identify truly undervalued properties, at least from the rent standpoint, instantly. And it does it across every single market. And I exported this as an Excel file, and I'm just sharing it with some of our investors and some of our early adopters. I think that's going to be huge. Just look at this list, call the properties on this list, and you're going to get a lot of upside. That's at its core, I think that's a huge value proposition for Enodo, and it's something that we're really excited to put in the platform. And that's one of the next things, to your point, on our product roadmap.
Multifamily investors continue to be eager to purchase value-add apartment assets. The challenge is to find the right property. I asked Mark about any concerns from investors about sharing competitive data.
The way we've structured this, you know, it's the same way Salesforce is structured. It's all cloud-based. You upload your contacts. If you were that scared about your proprietary contacts and data getting out there, well, you wouldn't use Salesforce or any CRM, frankly. I mean, because that's exactly the way we structured it. No one can see your data, your analyses, your uploads. No one can see that, but all of it feeds into training our algorithms. So it's the community and the collective data that everyone's submitting is just making us better able to predict what your rent should be. But we're never in a situation where you upload a rent roll and then I see it on my interface of Enodo. That, I mean, if we ever did that, we'd be out of business right away because no one would use the platform. No one wants people to know that they're advertising rents that are, you know, not including the 2 months free concession or free rent that they're offering. No one wants people to know that they're, you know, 88% occupied. Like if we just made that available, you know, people wouldn't use the platform. But we are able to learn from it and get better and better at predicting over time while keeping it completely anonymous.
With the increased focus on and competition for value-add investments, coupled with the lack of current yield in alternative investments, I asked Mark how an investor would use Enodo to find new opportunities.
Now, the way it's set up, you can go on the market map and you can filter by year built and number of units. So you find the vintage and the size of property. And you can go analyze each of those properties and determine, you know, something. You get like a little snippet when you click on them. You can see kind of the rents they're charging. That's not optimal, though. I think this this system where we're actually running the predictions on everything that's there, and then we could display on the map the degree to which it's under or overvalued for the market. I think that's what people really need to find these opportunities. Right now, it's very much focused on the analysis of the property that you're looking at, and we could determine, you put that property in, we could tell you if it's undervalued based on, you know, what it is and where it is. I think flipping that on its side and showing, you know, not only which properties are undervalued that currently exist, but which markets are underserved into our, you know, developer segment, I think that's going to be massive. That's going to be a really, really important tool. Where should I build my property? If I were to take this and replicate success in any other market, where should I build?
There has been a surge in capital chasing real estate and the formation of countless new groups and enterprises during this cycle. I asked Mark, in which geographies and property types are seeing the most traction with Enodo?
We've got universal coverage, so it's everywhere in the country, and it's every size range. We've got everything from single-family rental, which we're actually very accurate at predicting for single-family rental, all the way up to 2,500 units. So, you know, every conceivable size of property is in our database, and it's fairly evenly distributed because we're getting it from a variety of sources. We're not just getting it from property websites, but we get it from listing sites too. And a lot of times, you know, the listing sites are the only place you can get single family rental because it's, you know, an individual listing their house for sale or their condo for sale or for rent, I should say. So we have a very good and very evenly distributed geographic coverage, and it is in every market. I would say more recently, the demos are coming from the coasts more. And this may just be me. I mean, we've got five people on the sales team. I'd have to poll them. But the people I've been demoing for are more, you know, California, New York, Washington, been more coastal. And those markets are of course, doing very well. And maybe it's just a uptick at this particular point in time. But that seems to be where a lot of the interest is coming from.
And finally, I asked Mark about what success looks like for Enodo in 2018.
We want to clear $1 million in revenue for 2018, which I'm pretty confident we'll do. I mean, we're close to achieving break-even revenue already, so we're probably September-ish. We'll be at break-even, which is nice because then we don't have to worry about running out of funds. But the biggest thing, I mean, I think there's a huge consolidation in the space, and we've had, you know, people come to us and talk about potential acquisition, potential like investment, strategic investment. I think it's maybe a little bit too early, but at least we get the conversations teed up and talk about it in the right way. And then we know where our exit is, right? So if all goes perfectly, we reach break-even revenue, we comfortably clear $1 million for the year, and we have, you know, our potential acquirers at least in conversations with us and making sure that we're working toward that path of acquisition, because that's, for any startup, I mean, that's what you want to do. Now, the other option is there is no acquisition, and we just develop this thing to be a juggernaut and take over everything in the market and expand every different asset class to commercial office, to retail, to industrial, do the same exact thing we're doing in multifamily. And I'm fine with that option too. That'll just take a little bit longer. So for me, it's either work toward that being the juggernaut, the go-to resource for the entire industry, or a quick exit to the right potential partner. I think that's, we want to figure out where we're going to be within the next few months on that kind of spectrum of options.
Great to connect with Mark Rutzen of Enodo today. Enodo's automated data collection methods provide rich content, free from error-prone human entry, and scale effectively to ensure all new and meaningful data is captured. By employing proprietary data aggregation, parsing, and validation algorithms, including support vector machine algorithm to smooth the seasonal price swings from various revenue optimization software platforms, Enodo can ensure a database free of outliers and anomalies. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Want daily interviews with real estate investors and none of the fluff? Go to bestevershow.com, where Joe Fairless interviews daily real estate investors and entrepreneurs about their best advice ever. Go to bestevershow.com.
And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Mark and Enodo's technology and data-driven approach to multifamily underwriting grow in 2018. You can find out more about Mark and Enodo in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and leave a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. You can find out more about me and Founders Grove Capital at foundersgrovecapital.com. Until next time, innovators.